American Transmission Company wants to build high-voltage lines across several counties as part of the work. A recent filing with the Public Service Commission of Wisconsin says the project would help meet the power demand for the data center in Port Washington. The preferred route is 90 miles long and would cost $1.4 billion. An alternate route would go through the small community of Fredonia. Melissa Westfall lives there and spoke at a recent Common Council meeting. She's with a group of residents who are concerned about the project's impact on the rural landscape.
There is no win-win situation for any of the people who are on any of the proposed paths for the power lines.
Port Washington has approved the development agreement for the data center despite public opposition. Evan Casey, Wisconsin Public Radio.